Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLE, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Today's program celebrates the great feast of the entrance of the Mother of God into the temple, which falls on November 21st, according to the Orthodox Church calendar. This feast marks the event, recorded in one of the Apocryphal Gospels, when the three-year-old Mary, the future mother of Jesus, was brought to the temple by her parents, Joachim and Anna, and was left there, along with other young girls, to be raised in that holy and consecrated environment, and in her specific case, to be prepared as that pure and sacred vessel that would receive the Son of God in the flesh. There she remained until the age of 14, when, according to the story, it was determined that she should be betrothed to a man out of the house of David, and the choice fell upon the righteous Joseph. As always, the spiritual and theological significance of the feast is set forth in the Troparion, or theme song, of the feast. We open our program with two settings of this hymn, a Byzantine chant sung in English by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul Church in Ben Lomond, California, and a setting in Slavonic by Stavrovsky, sung by the Ural Choir of Russia. The theme of the feast is expanded upon further in the Kontakion of the feast. The all-pure temple of the Savior, the precious bridal chamber and virgin, the sacred treasure of the glory of God is led today into the house of the Lord. With her she brings the grace of the Divine Spirit. Of her God's angels sing in praise. She is indeed the heavenly tabernacle. We hear a setting in Russian Znameni.
Thank you.
The stihira of the feast develop and explore the subject matter poetically. We will hear four such stihira from the small vespers of the feast, sung to a designated special melody known as O House of Ephrathah. The texts are as follows. O ye gates of the sanctuary, into the Holy of Holies receive ye a virgin, the spotless tabernacle of God Almighty. Ye virgins, joyfully bearing torches, attend the pure virgin on her way, as she enters the Holy of Holies, the bride of the King of all. The living bridal chamber of God, the Word, receives bread from the hands of the divine angel as she dwells in the Holy of Holies. The Novospassky Monastery Choir is under the direction of Father Mitrofan. The stihira of the Litti were once sung during solemn, lengthy processions, sometimes from one church in the city to another. The texts, therefore, are also lengthy and poetically elaborate. We hear a setting by the Russian composer Alexander Nikolsky, sung by the Ural Choir. The text is as follows. A day of joy has dawned, and a feast worthy of all reverence. For today, she who was virgin before childbirth and remained virgin after bearing child is offered in the temple. Let Joachim and Anna rejoice exceedingly, for they have offered unto God as a three-year-old sacrificial victim the queen without blemish. Rejoice, all you mothers and all you virgins. Rejoice and be glad, all ye peoples. At the liturgy of the feast, the regular hymn to the Mother of God is replaced by a special one, taken from the ninth ode of the festal canon. Listen now to two settings of this text. The first, a Byzantine chant arranged by Fred Karam and sung in English by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul, and the second, a sumptuous arrangement of the Znamenny chant melody by Pavel Chesnikov, sung by the Ural Choir.
See you.
The communion hymn for Feasts of the Mother of God is taken from Psalm 115. The cup of salvation will I receive, and upon the name of the Lord will I call. Alleluia. We hear a Byzantine chant setting sung by the trio Ikona, and a choral setting in Church Slavonic by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, sung by the Blagovist Ensemble of Moscow.
Oh.
It is not a generally known fact that there are numerous sacred folk songs and carols in the Orthodox world. Many of these are not sung or heard often these days. But we end our program for the Feast of the Entrance of the Mother of God into the Temple with a sacred Greek folk song, O Blessed Virgin Mother. Once again, the trio Ikona.
O Blessed Virgin Mother, Queen of the heavens above.
O Blessed Virgin Mother,
compassionate one.
O Mother, sweetest Mother, O most compassionate one.
You are our greatest joy, comfort to each little girl and boy, our hope before the sun.
You are our greatest joy, comfort to each little girl.
O Mother, from all the ends of the earth.
Do you not hear us, O Mother, from all the ends of the earth?
Our heartfelt lamentations, sighs of grief and salutations, please help us here on the earth.
Our heartfelt lamentations, sighs of grief and salutations, here on the earth. And when our souls have left us, our bodies return to the dust. And when our souls have left us, our bodies return to the
You have just heard a sacred Greek folk song, O Blessed Virgin Mother, sung by the trio Ikona, ending today's celebration of the Feast of the Entrance of the Mother of God into the Temple. You have been listening to Icons in Sound. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132, and ask for program number 41. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.